You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn took up sobriety as part of a larger midlife overhaul, and he fills us in with this update on how it's been going.
And a very good morning to you all. I think my midlife crisis began when I quit my job as an elementary school teacher in the public school system, and I started my own business. Now, that was about 2.5 years ago, and ever since, my life has been ever so enriching and exciting. The business that I had started was that of taking people on tours full-time, and it actually turned out to be a failed venture for numerous reasons. But other major shifts have occurred in my life within the past 2 years, and they have invigorated and renewed me. And at 53 years of age, you need all the renewal you can get. For starters, I quit drinking. I've also become a vegetarian. I started a brilliant new teaching job. I've been learning Italian for well over a year now. And I also have made the decision to come out as an atheist. And over the next few weeks, I'd like to chat to you about these personal issues for no other reason other than, well, like many self-obsessives, I do enjoy a good rant every now and again. So, let's start with the booze. Now, I have to tell you that by Irish standards, I was a very moderate drinker. By American standards, perhaps not so. I mean, I really enjoyed drinking. I love the taste of it. I love the buzz. I love the context of drinking as a social outlet. And I loved how it intensified certain feelings. However, I also noticed that compared to the vast majority of American men, I tended to drink more. And then last summer, I was at home in Ireland when I read an article in the Irish Times by an Irish female journalist, and it was called Rethinking My Drinking. And the journalist announced how she had decided to document her 1 month of sobriety. She said that although neither she nor anyone who knew her would ever describe her as having a drinking problem, she did admit that the 1 month of sobriety was no piece of cake, because habits formed decades ago had become deeply ingrained, and she confessed that she was finding it tough to go without a glass of wine for 1 month. This deeply troubled her. I knew exactly how she felt, and immediately I knew that I also had a quote-unquote problem, if you know what I mean. I had a problem in that the very thought of 1 month without a glass of wine, without a can of beer as I was cooking in the kitchen, without a drop of whiskey, well, all of that seemed to be a wee bit of a challenge. So I knew in my heart that I had to bite the bullet and give it a go. So last August was therefore my first month that was alcohol-free. And when I got to the end of that month, I said to myself, well, could you go 2 months? And so I just kept going. Now, I do miss the taste of booze in the same way that you might miss the taste of chocolate. And for a while, it kind of bothered me that I was leaving the party. Until I said to myself, look, you're not leaving the party, you're just leaving the kitchen and heading into the sitting room to mingle with other people. The bottom line is, I suppose, that after 20 years of drinking, I kind of now feel like, well, maybe I've had enough. Time to do something else. I'll talk to you next week. And in the meantime, have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come, and takes groups to Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Italia, and you can contact Brian by email at brian@acrossthepondandbeyond.com. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyn every Thursday morning at 7:45 here on Red River Radio.